This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get up, get up, get up. It's the Get Up Show.
Hey, it's the Simon Says Podcast. We're the Get Up Show. I'm Sean with my friends Charlie and Maddie.
Oh, hi.
Hello there.
This is podcast 134. 134, if you were placing bets on how long this would last.
If you're playing along at home.
Congratulations to you. Be sure you like it and subscribe it and tell all your friends about it. And it's almost back to school time, man. It's going to be here in less than a week. I know a lot of people are excited. This is not going to change my life in the least.
I mean, your kid's going to be going back to school.
Yeah.
Have you done shopping for her?
No, she only wants Goodwill. Oh, I'll tell you something weird this year. We didn't get a supply list. They're waiting until the first day of school to give a supply list, which makes me lose my mind.
You know what's hilarious is yesterday the kids had a thing at school where they were getting all the info and whatever. And so the boy was trying to con money off my wife and just like, hey, why don't you just listen? We're already out. Why don't you just give me some cash and we'll go get our stuff. And she's like, no, I'm not giving you cash. Just go buy stuff.
What's interesting is my kid is moving on up to high school this year, and we did go to the open house, which wasn't. It was outside. We couldn't enter the building.
Oh, really?
That's
because that was my next question. It was like, because she's going to be a freshman, mm-hmm. So I thought freshman orientation, that they would tell them there what they needed.
On the first day of school. Isn't that crazy?
That is nuts.
Because usually you go, like at Page, they go walk the schedule. So
yeah.
They go walk and see where
and
all the rooms
freshmen,
are.
Yeah,
and they're doing that on the first day of school, not before. And I think that's crazy. Well, I mean, that's all the more anxiety and
You
know, no sense of familiarity with what's going on.
Oh my gosh, those poor kids.
And I had to go to the open house the other night, which was not an open house. And it was 300 degrees. And I was still having that, oh my God, I got to get out of here feeling because I was at a school, you know?
And you're how old?
Yeah, even though you were outside of the school?
Yeah, it was still on the grounds. I'm not allowed to do that.
it's a different school that you're not allowed back into.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of the freshman year, did you guys have... So when I was going into my freshman year, there was all this anxiety about the seniors hazing
sure.
the freshmen. Back in the day, it was like, you know, you're going to have to push a penny and you're going to get...
That was real back in the day.
Yeah, back in the day. And I still remember that I was super excited because I badly broke my leg that summer. And so I was on crutches, and I'm like, there's no way anyone's going to mess with me.
Oh, sure they did.
No, they actually didn't. I actually made out okay. But it also helped that I knew, like, a senior or two. And so it kind of took the pressure off of us.
That's much more a guy thing than it is a girl thing.
The hazing?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
See, I just pictured Dazed and Confused. Like that scene with Parker Posey where they're yelling, you're like, fine, you freshman bitches.
Oh, no, nobody does. I mean, that was ridiculous. Maybe other schools did that, but I didn't experience any of that. I mean, yeah, the seniors might be kind of mean to you or like, who do you think you are? But not that hazing type of thing like they did in that movie.
I think that times have really, really changed when it comes to that. I see older kids being nicer to younger kids, which to me is a shock.
Well, they have to now.
Why?
They get in trouble if they don't.
That's true. You know, in serious trouble.
They don't get to do all the fun things we did.
You don't just get paddled. The police come to your house now.
Yeah.
It's definitely way different. But it's still, even though I don't have to go, I still have the anxiety. Right now, I've got it.
I think it's just funny. It's like, so your kid's finally in high school. I've got a senior and a junior.
Wow.
And it's like...
I've got a sophomore.
So there you go. We're running the gamut of high school. But then it's like... we're that much closer to like the empty nest thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's so weird, man. Like, well, we got to go do college tours this year.
It's not as weird for me because I got the kid when he was 10.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of mine.
How old was
your... I don't have as many years.
How old was yours when you got him?
I got him at 12. So okay. About the same age.
But still, I have gotten used to there being a child in my home. So when the time does come for him to branch his little wings and fly away, it will be strange to be
party time.
Again.
Yeah, I do like getting him late.
Yeah,
look at this secondhand one I got.
Works just as good as a new one.
It's scratch and dent sale.
Yeah, man, a thing popped up on my memories, my Facebook memories, and it was Goose's first day of second grade, and it said 7 years ago today, and I go 7 years. 7 years ago, we were doing this exact thing, and we were wearing these exact clothes.
Probably.
Eating the exact lunch.
Yeah.
And saying the exact... And look, she was a tiny baby, and now she's a grown-up high schooler. 7 years.
I was going through some pictures to put... We have one of those Echo Show little video screens in our kitchen, and you can put your own pictures on it and let them scroll through when it's not playing. And I was going through some old pictures, and I found one was of Tristan when he graduated from fifth grade. And... He looks so very different. He was short and he was a little pudgy and just so cute.
Was he in your life at that age?
That was it. That was the first.
Oh, okay.
School. Yeah. We had started dating just during that school year.
Right on.
So that was when he graduated from fifth grade and then, moved on then to middle school and everything else. But it, just looking at those pictures and how different he looked. And that's only been 5 years ago.
I know. It's amazing. And you think about your life. Think back to from age 7 or age 10 or whatever until high school and think how that felt like a zillion years to you back then, you know?
I can't even, you know, we were even saying about, you know, do you remember what you did for this or that? And I'm like, I don't remember.
You don't even remember what you don't remember.
No.
Well, we were talking about an 11th birthday party and I said, probably we were had a cake. I got two presents, one from my parents and one from my brother. And maybe if I was lucky, I got to have a slumber party with like 8 girls.
But I don't remember the year. It wasn't any big, huge
to do.
Yeah, kids now are spoiled. We've talked about that before.
I have to remember by grade. Like, I think I can remember school-related grade stuff more than how old I was. So I think if someone said, like, do you remember a fifth grade this or something in sixth grade? I remember, but I don't know how old I was.
That doesn't help. Do you know... that dogs actually shed tears of joy when their owners are reunited with them. Like you get home from work, your dog is actually crying tears of joy, and it's been measured. They measure the amount of water coming out of a dog's eyes.
What about the amount of water that comes out when they excitement pee?
They didn't measure that end. They only measured the head. They didn't go to the other end yet.
Those are tears too.
But you know, the thing about it is dogs have... I think, you know, maybe we're learning more about dogs than we ever knew, that dogs don't have a perception of time. So you could walk out and go to the mailbox and come back, and the dog's just crying tears of joy, like, oh my God, where have you been? You've been gone forever.
The littlest dog, the littlest, trembliest, tiniest dog in my house, has zero concept of time.
Yeah.
And because it's the exact same thing. It's like you leave... for an hour, 2 hours, 5 minutes, and he's like, oh my God!
Yeah.
There you are.
It's true. And they say that they have the effect on people that they know. Like if you're like somebody that's at the house sometimes, the dog is glad to see you, but the tears of joy come from their owner, the person who is most closely associated with them. I think that's amazing. So what else are they thinking about and crying about that we never thought of before, you know?
Food.
My dog is Thunder. Like, oh God, the world's ending. The littlest one is crying because he can't remember how long it's been since he went to the bathroom in my house.
And he probably looking forward to the next
probably
time.
Probably should do it again immediately.
But knowing this, it makes me wish I had been nicer.
To your dog?
To my dogs, yeah.
But
were nice enough. You didn't need to know
these facts to be nice to your dog.
Yeah, I need some encouragement on that. You know,
they're just such sweet little nuggets. You can't help but be nice to them.
Sometimes. Not if they're tapping.
I think it's the same idea of him having a person in the house. It's the same idea. It's having someone else in the house.
He doesn't appreciate you till you're gone.
Yeah. No, it's that he wants his time. And so it's, yeah, it's a tip.
I desperately want my time.
Whimpering and scratching and sniffing.
Man chops off his own wing-wang during dream about slaughtering a goat.
Oh, my God.
What?
I said that to you as a joke.
A man in Ghana allegedly cut off his own hootie-hoo while he was having a dream about slaughtering a goat. He's 42-year-old Kofi Atta.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
Oh, gosh. I'm wondering how this actually went down.
Well,
God, I worry about peeing the bed when I have a dream about peeing.
I know.
That's way worse.
He dreamed that he was slaughtering a goat with the help, to help his wife prepare for an evening meal. He woke up to see it was chopped off. She discovered her husband bleeding from his area into a chamber pot. She then got her husband a diaper to help her do this. Just gets worse and worse. Chamber pot, diaper.
So she
quit. The hell kind of house is this?
Well, you were in Ghana.
Yeah, he woke up and quickly found his wife putting a knife in his hand.
And they were
going to
slaughter a goat.
Oh my God, look what you did while you were sleeping. It definitely wasn't me.
Okay, Lorena.
Yeah, wow. Exactly. Dude, that's impossible. There's no way.
Here's my question. Was he sleeping with a big knife, like a big machete right next to him?
It's sleepwalking.
Did he sleepwalk?
Yeah.
Is it
the big knife?
No, there ain't no Ambien, but it's sleepwalking for sure, which people do crazy things when they're sleepwalking. And I don't believe that thing where they say you're not supposed to wake them up.
Didn't someone try to? Definitely. Someone tried to use that as a defense in one of those weird, you know, like
they did.
The Netflix shows where they're like, and then he said I was sleeping when I murdered 46 people.
That's
well, if you can cut off your wing-wang while you're sleepwalking, then I kind of believe it now.
Right?
That's a bummer. It's bad enough to, like, eat a pillow or, you know, like...
Oh, when that time you dreamed you were eating a giant marshmallow?
Yeah.
Or that time you slept like a log and there was sawdust under your pillow?
No, well, they say that's so not cool.
They say he's going to live, but he doesn't want to. What about the... Real quick, before we do phone calls, tell me about the amazing... TikToker who is blind yet still receives special photographs.
Oh, this girl put up a video on TikTok and she's like, I am clearly blind, but men still send duck pictures to her all the time. But the best is she has this automated system on her camera that reads the screen, like a screen reader.
Yeah.
Because she's blind. And so, like, there was one, she's like, I have to play it for you. And so in the TikTok, she plays it, but it says that. The picture probably showed a mushroom growing in the ground.
Oh, no. And so she knows what that means when she gets a mushroom.
Yeah, but she's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand. But it just goes to show. It's like the power
so
of the picture.
So is she telling these men ahead of time that she's blind?
It's you know, it's like, it'd be like if you... You doing TikToks. It's clearly I'm blind doing TikToks.
Oh, so yeah. So they're like, hey, baby, you need to not see this.
I'm going to find out some Braille for you.
Is she really blind? Uh-huh. We'll find out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's do some phone calls. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, we would love it. I know at least one of us, me, I would love it if you'd call and be part of the podcast anytime. Hadn't heard from Creed in a minute. I hope he's okay. Our number is 336-373-0987. Anytime you can call that and leave a message. And here we go.
Hey, Simon. Charlie, you was beautiful. It's butter and potato head. You keep doing it every day. Bye.
Papa G calling in because Charlie sang us into the headline of the day for the first time ever. Charlie's gotten more confident in her singing.
And I wouldn't say that.
And she sang us into the headline. You want to show them what you were doing?
I don't.
Okay. But Papa G, up until you did it, hated the headline of the day.
Oh, that's right. And he thought it was juvenile and...
Yeah.
And ridiculous.
And he also mentioned in there that it was better than Potato Head, which is his name for me.
Oh, I thought he said butter and Potato Head. Like I might be butter and you're Potato Head. Like, that's kind of neat.
That's our new morning show name.
Butter and Potato Head filling in for Weenie and Catfish.
Hey,
good morning.
It's Butter over here.
I'm Potato Head. You guys.
You guys, stop.
All right.
Hey, Simon. I just wanted to call and... put up my 2 cents worth in on about the big companies watching every little move you make. It's true. They've been doing it for many, many years. I worked at a law firm, and they did that continuously every day on every computer, period. So, yeah, it's been happening for many years. Y'all take care. I love listening to y'all. You're the greatest. Love you, Simon.
Oh, she's nice. But yeah.
Thank you, lady.
This is Maddie's biggest fear, is that the company is watching everything he does on his computer. Have you calmed down on your computer antics since we've learned all of these things?
I never was too antical in the first place. Like, I've always been pretty chill. But again, I have to remind myself if I go to look something up that I probably shouldn't do it here.
Yeah. The only thing that concerns me about it is, do they know, like, when I'm working from home... and there's an hour where I may or may not be asleep and there's nothing going on.
Well, that was like that story we had about the girl who they said they locked her computer because she walked away on a break, or she took a she was working from home. And
they knew it.
Well, you know, I keep forgetting. I got to cover up the web. This is the only webcam I know that it could be on, is the one on my laptop right now.
You don't have it covered?
No, I don't have this one covered. I used to.
Neither one of y'all has it covered?
No.
Oh, I have a Band-Aid over my laptop.
But you, when we used to try and do Zoom meetings during the pandemic, you also would aim the camera at a box. So you're just very camera shy.
Yeah, that was stupid. That was stupid to have that on. Anyway. Well,
the whole point was for us to actually see each other when we're doing the show, so we could try to like make eye contact. And you're like, no, this is great. Yeah. I'm going to show you nothing.
I do this show with my eyes closed.
I know.
Apparently so.
Great.
And sometimes I do. But yeah, so be careful if you work for a big, and probably a small company. Probably everybody's doing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a way to get employee productivity. So if your employees are not being productive, you can know why.
And it's probably just fun if you're the boss, just to see what they're doing.
That is kind of neat. Yeah. Like, I wonder how high up in the company we'd have to get the spy on you codes.
You know, I'm not going to answer that.
Oh, okay.
How high up in the company do you have to be to get to spy on to have them not spy on you?
Ooh, that's a good question. They're eating their own. It's a snake eating its tail is what's going on up there. All right.
Hey, Simon, this is Mark Hill from Mid-Ann, North Carolina, the Big Kiss celebrity, Big Kiss fan. Just got back from Checkers Grocery and Grill in Madison, North Carolina. Got a big 32-ounce iced tea and some food. And I also bought some big bottle of Texas Pete. a big bottle of vinegar.
Woo!
But anyway, I want to welcome everybody to come out to check us Grocery and Grill in Madison, North Carolina, especially if you eat any of the people that the power went out. But anyway, if you can't play Kiss, Rock and Roll All Night, play the live version off of Kiss Alive. Oh, thanks.
We'll play it for you tomorrow morning, Mark. And I'm glad to hear you got a big bottle of vinegar.
And
I was
a
wondering,
big bottle of Texas Pete.
Well, I knew about the Texas Pete in my heart. I knew about the Texas Pete.
Do you think he's using that as a condiment, like just straight up vinegar?
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Really?
Yeah, you don't do that?
No.
It's good on all kinds of things. It's good on greens. It's good on asparagus. It's good on French fries. Yeah. And really? Some people just put it on like meat, whatever.
Well, isn't it like balsamic vinegar?
No.
Just regular vinegar?
Yeah, any kind of vinegar. There was always a cruet of vinegar on my grandmother's table. And because of that, I learned, and I have one on my table at all times.
What's a cruet?
It's a little vinegar bottle.
Why don't you just say a little vinegar bottle? Why are you going to be all fancy?
Because that's the name of it.
Because it's fancy.
Because you need to learn. All right? This is where you come to learn.
Thanks, Mark Hill. You've opened the door to education.
No, it's a cool
thing. I got a big bottle of Texas Pete and a cruet of vinegar.
It's kind of like, it looks almost like a little genie bottle, but it's got a handle on it and it's got a glass stopper that goes. You've seen them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Honestly, it's probably the same thing as I never knew what a cloche was or whatever.
The cloche. Oh, the cover upper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the glass.
Cloche.
Cloche.
Yeah. Hold on. Stand by.
What's that?
Search the web for a picture of vinegar cruet.
What's a cloche?
A cloche is like the glass cover or the metal cover for
food. You have a wooden base, say, for example, with like something like maybe a stuffed duck.
Here's a more modern.
Put a glass cover over it.
Modern cruet.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
Cruet.
I like the antique one.
I call it the salad dressing bottle.
Yeah, you're real good.
There you go.
You know, I'm not as high class as you guys, okay? I don't know the things that you know.
The oil and vinegar is in those.
Hey, Simon, please do not try to remove a tick with your teeth or anyone do that. The correct way to remove a tick is to take some Vaseline, petroleum jelly, Neosporin, any kind of ointment, and put a gob over the tick.
A gob.
And it will smother the tick, and he will pull out. He will pull out, and then you can pull it out with tweezers. It's kind of hard to get a grip on. If you go try to pull out a tick without doing that, you're at risk of the head of the tick living inside the skin there. And
right.
You don't want that. I had ticks on me before, and I got very sick. But anyway, that's what you do. You take some petroleum jelly, Vaseline, Neosporin, any kind of ointment, and put it on there, a big gob of it, for a few minutes, and wait for him to pull out of your skin. And then you can safely pull the tick out, and then either burn the thing or flush it down the toilet. Thank you.
There you go.
Oh, I was writing down gob of ointment.
Yeah, gob is a good word. I hadn't thought of gob in a long time.
He's right, though, you know.
Well, that he's partially right. That's not the only way to do it. I knew old guys who would take the cigarette. Oh, I got a tick on me. They'd take the cigarette out of their mouth and hit it with the cigarette.
You just use tweezers.
I think I'll go with the gob of ointment first.
I've also seen people do it with a lighter or with a match.
Yeah.
Wherever it is. And
They used to say you could get it out, like if you burnt a match,
yeah.
But then put it out,
yeah.
And then put it right at the tick, it would make him crawl out.
It's still got to be hot, though. That's the point.
Yeah.
And the other one was put, like, alcohol on it, like real high-proof alcohol.
When our dog used to get ticks when I was a kid, because she ran in the woods a lot, we would pull them off with, I think we did it with the matches. Anyway, we put them into a coffee can full of gasoline.
Mm.
That's how we killed them.
Oh, see, we would just take them off with tweezers and then hold them over the burner at the stove.
Ew. Really?
Yeah.
Tick torture.
Did you talk about tick torture. Did you ever think that you'd left any tick in there just pulling them off with tweezers?
No.
Huh.
But then again, times have changed. I guess this is like the new thing.
You didn't know so much about Lyme disease and stuff.
Well, it was
Rocky Mountain spotted fever back then, but they didn't have Lyme disease.
Yeah, all the kids were afraid of Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
That sounds like fun.
You
it's
got
like
a
Big
tick.
Rock Candy Mountain.
You got a tick on you. And some of those dogs, like out in the country, man, they would have a tick like big as a...
Ours would get those big fat ones.
Big blueberry.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they've been on there for a while.
So gross.
So gross,
yeah,
man.
You'd go to rubber and you'd be like, oh, God.
Yeah.
It'd be like bumps.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We'd constantly have to do tick checks because we lived out and we're like our house is out in the country in a big field. So it was a lot of tall grass.
You've been outside lately and you camp. You guys had ticks on you lately?
Nope.
No, I've actually, I haven't had dealt with a tick in a long time.
The last time I did, I was at my sister's house, and this was at her old house out in the country, and there was tall grass around this pond. And that night, I had ticks all around the waistband, like in the waistband of my boxers.
Oh, my
God. The tiniest little ticks.
Why,
yeah,
why were you running through the tall grass with your pants right
now? Just
that's what you do. I was feeling free, man.
Come on, ticks.
I love the long grass and the way it tickles. Yeah, but that was kind of scary because they were tiny. You know, if I hadn't happened to notice them, they could still be on there now.
Ooh.
And big and blue.
To this day.
To this day. And they're like hanging on. They're so big.
All your blood.
Cantaloupe.
Hey, Simon, I think all these folks that you talk about never been to the beach.
Ah, the question was there was a certain percentage of people who had never done this summertime activity. It wasn't go to the beach. It was camping. Which we all don't, we're not sure we think that's a summer activity as much as a fall activity,
no,
right?
I definitely don't camp in the summer.
I stayed in a camper when we went to the beach last week.
Is that camping? Is that camping? That's camping, yeah.
Well,
ish.
Was it one of those like nice campers, like a trailer?
It's a, like a fifth wheel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with air conditioning and power and a bathroom and all the things.
TV?
Beds, yes. Oh, TV.
There we go. That's camping.
But see, I'm on that line where I still like my pop-up, but I could see where I would really enjoy like that kind of air.
Yeah, but see,
camping.
When I was a kid, camping meant a tent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We
Me
had
too.
A great big tent that could actually be like three separate rooms.
Oh my
God. It was still a tent that we had to put up ourselves.
Yeah. Three separate rooms in a tent?
Yeah, it was huge.
I will not sleep on the ground ever again if I don't
we
have
to. We had cots and we were outside and we had no air conditioning and no bathroom.
Yeah. Yo, you had cots. You were really living
we
it
did
up.
Have cots.
Now, when I was in Boy Scouts, we had camping trips, you know, a couple times a year. And that's what cured me of ever doing it again. Because that's roughing it right there, man. You've got your little tent and you've got your sleeping bag and you've got Rudy, who looks like he's been eating dirt, and he's halfway in the tent and halfway out, and you're like, hey, zip this up. When you come to bed, zip this up, because we don't want to get bugs and animals in here. Okay. And then you wake up, and he's got dirt all around his mouth. He's making mud. He's making homemade mud with his spit.
And there's a raccoon in your
and
bed
And he's
with
halfway
you.
Out the damn tent, and there's bugs everywhere, and he's trashed the whole place. He's brought his filth in with him, and it's in your sleeping bag.
How'd you get stuck with Rudy?
Well, this is just hypothetical.
Sure.
This is just a for instance.
I just remember that time we did the, I mean, I've said it a couple times, but that winter camping where we built and slept in an igloo.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That is pretty neat. We went, the only thing that I remember doing as far as like in Girl Scouts, we went to Girl Scout camp. It was called Camp Cook. Mm-hmm. And the tents were up on platforms. And then it was a tent and they had four cots in them and like four girls shared a big tent. But it was still kind of roughing it because you didn't have any electricity or anything.
Yeah. No, I mean, that still counts. All this stuff. I mean, honestly, if you go outside and stay mostly outside for an entire weekend, although I will say something like when you get beyond the fifth wheel campers and you start to get into like the tour bus.
Yeah.
Like that's like the tour bus where it has like 8,000 pop outs. And
I've
like,
lived in apartments smaller than those things.
It's like, all right. You know, like I've got my spa.
Do you know, some people have got this really figured out though. People who don't care about, you know, where they live. Because you don't have to pay property tax. You don't have to pay rent. You just pay for your spot at the campground. And these campgrounds are, it's very interesting for people who have those big campers that you hook up, you know, hook up to electricity and water and everything. There's places just on the side of the road. Like it's not an attraction. There's no lake. There's no woods. It's just camper lot or whatever. And people will pull over there and plug in. There's one outside of Henderson where people live there and have built porches onto their campers.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of them down at High Rock Lake like that. But
that's at the lake.
Yeah.
This is just off the side of the highway.
Where we stayed when we went down to the beach, it was in Southport. And it wasn't. Like, it wasn't on the beach. It was just, like, 10 minutes from everything. But this was basically just a great big area of land that did have the hookups for each place, but nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't have a shower house, bath house. It wasn't one of the fancy campgrounds. And our friends that we stayed with, they pay, like, I don't know, $600-something a month to leave to have their camper there the whole time. So actually, once you've got the camper taken care of, that's pretty affordable.
Yeah, you got no bills.
Yeah.
Like for these people who live in it. I thought about it for a minute. I was like, you know, when all this blows up and I have to run and I need some place to stay, you know, a camper that's no house payment, that's no property taxes, you know, all you pay for is like $45, $50, whatever for the slot.
Yeah, but you still have to then... You have to drain things.
Oh, I'm not doing that.
I don't see you. Yeah.
I'm not, like, plus, the other thing that slowed me down was, where will I put all my collectibles in my little dainty bric-a-brac and knick-knacks?
And they will fall down if you leave them up decorating the camper. Mm-hmm. If anyone else spends the night, it might make
Oh, yeah. You hit a speed bump wrong, and there goes one of your ashtrays.
I ain't planning on, once I get it somewhere, I'm just going to build a porch on it and stay there. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. But I still, I have an issue with my, you know, my dusty crap. You know, where is that going to go?
Well, you know, a lot of them have those little tow-behind trailers. So, I mean, you could just have that be your portable museum.
Wow, listen to you. They had one of those. Do you know?
Roadside attraction. There you go.
They had a miniature version of Graceland that was a trailer that the guy Jimmy Velvet was involved with, it, the guy from the Elvis Museum. And it was the Traveling Graceland Museum, and it had some of Elvis's stuff in there, and it looked just like a scaled-down version of Graceland on a trailer. Isn't that neat?
I'm trying to picture that, and I just don't see how that works.
I'll show you later.
All right.
You'll love it.
Portable jungle room.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure out the song, and I can't figure out the song or who sings the song, so I was trying to get a hold of one of you guys. And my brother used to listen to the song years and years ago, back in the 70s and 80s, and I just can't figure out what the song is. Well, who sings this song? Huh?
Okay, we'll get it right on for you.
Wait a minute. I kept waiting for him to give us something.
Do you remember when we were doing this back in the 70s?
I love that.
For future reference, if you're going to ask for someone to help you figure out a song, it helps to know, I don't know, a couple of words from the song, if it's a male or a female, anything to help us a little.
Do you know how grocery stores manipulate you? The minute you walk in a grocery store, they're working on you. You know I love a grocery store.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys love the grocery store the way I love the grocery store.
I love the grocery store.
I went to the grocery store. I just wish I had never-ending money to spend at it.
Yeah.
I don't even have to buy anything. I went to one the other day and just walked the aisles while I was waiting for my daughter to finish for play practice.
We were at, I wish I had, my wife and I were talking about this, I want to have like Shop at Fresh Market money or Shop at Whole Foods money. Now, granted, I can't get half the stuff I want, but like I went down like the soy sauce aisle, and they had like $30 bottles of like specialty
Dude,
soy sauce.
Wait until you go to Wegmans. You're going to lose your freaking mind.
But that's the point.
Well, so here's how they manipulate you. The appearance of products, so you're more inclined to spend money. And it's not just that. Like you walk in, when you walk in a grocery store, first thing you see, beautiful, bright flowers and fruit. It's all so pretty. It's all so set up.
At Teeter's, the half cakes.
Yes. But they're also near the stuff, the produce and the flowers and everything. And then that's right near the prepared foods, you know, and you smell that. And the bakery's right back there. And you smell the bread cooking. It activates the salivary glands. You're in a good mood. And then they also have that for kids. Look at the cereal aisle, if you don't believe that. Right at kids' eye level. Is where all of the best...
Wheaties isn't on the bottom.
No.
Grape Nuts isn't on the bottom.
No. And that's just part of it, man. Like, they will put stuff all the way through the store. It's like a maze. It's like Hotel California. You can come in, but you can never leave. And then when you do get to the checkout, there's all these, like, candy and magazines and stuff. All this eye candy everywhere, you know? I think it's fascinating the way they do this.
It's called marketing.
Well, is it?
Yes, it is. It's the way they get you to buy their product.
Is it? Because shopping carts have tripled in size since the 1970s. That's so you'll buy more stuff. Did you know that?
There's some. I'm trying to think. Oh, you know who's really got the best ones for that is Costco, because they know everything's in bulk.
Oh, theirs is giant.
Yeah, so
but, you know, it is true, though, because also, like, I remember the grocery stores we used to go to when I was a kid. And I was trying to think exactly, but this one that we went to the most had maybe five aisles. And you got, first of all, you didn't have 10 choices of mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
If you were lucky, you had two.
Well, there's one choice.
And everything. But you know what I'm talking about, though. Like, you didn't have 30 different brands of soy sauce and all, you know, all the different choices and options that you do now. So you didn't buy as much at the grocery store as you do now because you have to buy this for this kid and this for this kid and everybody eats different.
They also place items counterclockwise because you're likely to spend more money if you move in the store in the same direction that you drive. And stuff at the end of the aisles, the, you know, the end caps, that's the money area. That's where the marketing takes place there.
But also they put all the sale items right there at the front when you first walk in. So you see, like, you know, oh, Cokes are only $3 for $11.
The stuff at the end of the aisles sells at a rate of 8 times faster than the same stuff on the inside aisles.
Because you see it on the end cap and go, oh, I need this.
They also space everything out. You notice if you're going to make, like, steak and potatoes, the steak is in one place. The potatoes are all the way across the store. So you can see all that other stuff you want to buy on the way to get it. It's like a casino.
I can see that. I mean, there's times where the worst is if you're walking in there without a plan and you're hungry.
Yeah.
Like, then you're screwed.
Oh, gosh, that's terrible, especially when you get in that deli section and you smell all that fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Or just like Sean said, like when you walk in like and there's like the fresh bread. Like that, I will say that. Like Costco, when you start to make your way to the back of the store, like their bakery area is ridiculous.
See, now Costco is an exception to this. They're not set up that way.
Mm-mm.
You know, they're like...
Because most of their food's in the back.
Get your business done. Get in there and get your business done and get 5 billion Band-Aids.
I don't agree because to get to the food, I have to walk by a couch that I didn't know I needed.
Socks.
A tree. Yeah. A massage chair. A kayak.
A tent.
Yeah, a tent. A new sink. And then like all that stuff on the way down. All the electronics. All those TVs right when you walk
in. Jewelry.
And
shoes and glasses.
And Tupperware and a new KitchenAid mixer and a big thing of batteries and a smoke detector.
And then you forget all about the granola bars you came there to get.
Yeah.
And nobody needs that many granola bars.
It is a lot.
As we learned recently, chocolate ice cream with nuts on it, better for you than a granola bar. So
that is what we were told. So everyone have chocolate ice cream and nuts for breakfast.
I think it's crap, though. I think that they even said, it's like, well, you got to put the nuts on it. It's just saying the nuts are the healthy thing, and that's counteracting the chocolate ice cream. If it was just chocolate ice cream, I'd believe it.
They didn't tell you what kind of nuts. It could be those wet nuts. Don't you love a wet nut?
No.
You don't know about wet nuts?
Are you talking about like the jars of wet nut?
Yeah.
They used to put them on like a hot fudge sundae.
Yeah, wet nuts.
Oh, they're so gross.
Ooh, wait. I've eaten right out of the jar of wet nuts before. Because I don't do ice cream. I don't really like ice cream.
Say wet nuts about 5 more times.
What, wet nuts? What about it? Hey, so thanks for joining us on the Simon Says podcast.
My new band.
We hope that... Oh, what was the band name we came up with the other day? Oh, we had the best band name.
Oh, no.
Oh, all right. We'll have the band name next week. If you'd love to be a part of the podcast anytime, call 336-373-0987, and we will include you. We got Bet You Won't Play It Friday, the last one of summer before school starts back this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a big, juicy one. All right, Charlie, how about you? Got a final thought?
Listen up for the debut of Butter and Potato Head in the morning. Coming soon.
How about you?
All I know is I need gobs of ointment to get these ticks off of me.
Wet nuts. Next time.
Bye. Get up. It's a Get Up Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.